Er Yarmukim Ikulun Tzer, is the smallest, lowest place of them all. That's where Sanhedrin listed, the last place. Shenema v'shiflas me'eris tadabri. Rav Lezer Leina Sheish Golis. No, the Sanhedrin only traveled 6 Golis. Shenema ki asach yeshvim orim. Kirin is gov yeshvilen yeshvilenu ad eretz yegiyenu ad ofer. Only 6 times did it go into Golis. And Amr Rav Yechanan, umishom asidim ligoyel. From there the gula will come take place. Shenema hisnari me'ofra kumi shvi. From the lowest place, that's where the gula will come from. Yeah. So according to Reb Lezer, there was only 6 places that the Sanhedrin had to go to, went into Golis. Yeah. Yeah. Mishnah says, weiter, Omer Reb Yeshua ben Korcho, V'yoyd zois hiskin Reb Yechanan ben Zakkai, Reb Yechanan ben Zakkai made another takona, that Sha'afilu Rosh Bezdin, V'chol Mokom, Shlo Yehei Yehidim Holchem Elo L'mokom Avad. That means even though the Rosh Bezdin went away, he's not the Mokim, the Sanhedrin right now. And Edom come on the new month to say, we saw the Levana last night. The Edom do not have to travel after the Rosh Bezdin, but rather the Edom just go to the Mokim Havad, to where the Sanhedrin is supposed to be. And the rest of the Sanhedrin there, they could pass it and say Mekudesh Mekudesh. Even though, like Rashi said, we had the Mishnah before that said that Rosh Bezdin Eimim Mekudesh, even though the Rosh Bezdin, he's the one that's supposed to accept the Edom, and he announces Mekudesh Achodesh, and we learn now from Sukkim there, that's only if the Rosh Bezdin is at Bezdin right now. For when the Rosh Bezdin went away, went out of town, the Edom does not have to go follow the Rosh Bezdin, rather the Edom just goes to the Bezdin that's there right now, and the rest of the Bezdin, the next in charge, he says, Mekudesh HaKodesh. Zumor says, Amaisanale, he is a son, there was a lady. The Azam Nuhu Ladina Kaima de Amema. Benadoi. Amema was the Dayan, and he like summoned this lady to come in front of him for Psak Din. She owed somebody money. She didn't pay up yet. So he summoned her to come to Din, and he was a dying in Nadoi. Now, Ozal Ameima la Mechuza. Ameima moved and went away for a while to Mechuza. Now, this lady did not follow Ameima to go to Mechuza after him. She didn't want to go. So Ameima was Kosab Sicho Alayu. Ameima sent like a summoned back to her to put her into Nidui. So now, since she didn't follow me, she didn't follow the dying to Mechuza, the way she was supposed to, we're putting her into Nidu now. So Amalei Rav Ashi L'Ameima. So Rav Ashi said to Ameima, did you do the right thing? I v'onan t'nana. Now Mishnah says that Afilu Rosh Bezdin b'chol mokom, even if the Rosh Bezdin goes out of town, goes away, Shlo Yehehu Edom Holchen Elo L'mokom Avad. The Edom that wants to make the Kiddush HaKadosh now does not have to follow the Rosh Bezdin to wherever he goes, but rather the Edom just come to the Bezdin, and whoever's there in Bezdin right now, they say Mekudesh HaKodesh. So you see, if the Rosh Bezdin goes away to another place, the Baal Dover does not have to follow the Rosh Bezdin. So how can here Ameima get angry at this lady that since she did not follow him to Mechuza, since if the Rosh Bezdin goes away, the people do not have to follow him? So Amalei Ameima answered back like this, Hani Mili, when do we say the din of our Mishnah Linyan Edis HaKodesh? That's all in the gate to Adim that I come in to say they saw the new moon last night. And the Svarah there is the Imkain. Because if we're going to tell them they have to follow the Rosh Bezdin wherever he is, Nim says, Machshidim Lasad Lavoi. Or come out, it'll be very hard on the Adim to have to travel to follow the Rosh Bezdin. And they won't want to come anymore to say, Adis, they saw the new moon last night. So to make it easy on the Adim, that the Adim should want to come again to say, Adis, they saw the new moon, we make it easy for them that they do not have to follow the Rosh Bezdin, but rather just go to the Bezdin, whoever's there. Abul Hocha Mashenken over here, this lady. Since this lady borrowed money, and she did not pay back yet, by a leiva, the Pasuk says, Eved leiva lishmalva. That the leiva, the one that borrowed the money, he's like an Eved, he has to work to make sure to give the money back to the malva. So therefore, here it's a tain upon the Yitzhasar, how come she did not follow a Meima to Mechuzo? Therefore, a Meima, I put her into Nidui. Tana Rabbona, we learned like this in the Braisa. En kahanim rishoyim lalais pesandaleim leduchim. Vizu achas miteisha takonas yeskin of Yechon HaMetzakei. This is one of the 9 takonas that Yechon HaMetzakei made, is that when a Kohen goes to Duchin, he should take off his shoes, like we do now. When a Kohen goes up to Duchin, he takes off his shoes first. And the Gemara in Sot explains why, because we're afraid that maybe if they wear the shoes, Prince their shoelace will untie, and one Kohen will be busy fixing up his shoes, tying his shoes, while the other Kohanim are duchenin, and people will say about this one Kohen that got stuck, he's a Ben Gerush, he's a Posle Kohen, that's why he's not duchenin. So in order that a Kohen should not get stuck fixing his shoes, that the Kohen was, all the Kohanim have to take off their shoes before they go to duchen. Now we're going to explain what are these 9 takonis that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made. Shis tahai pirka. There are 6 takonis we had in this perek right now. V'chod de pirka kama. And one we had in the first, and one we had in the first perek. So Rashi says, shis tahai pirka means chod ahai. One of this, that you have to take off your shoes. V'chomish de matnisin, 5 we had in the Mishnaisim before. Hiskin shiye taken, that they should blow the shofar in Yavne after the Churban Abayas on Shabbos. V'shiye lulav nitol shiva, and after the Churban we take the lulav all 7 days. And the whole 16th day of Nisan is also Tichodesh. And after the Churban Abayis, now we do accept the Edom when they come on the 30th day of Elul. To say today is Rosh Hashanah, we accept them even though they come late in the day. And it's left by Konya Val Mishnah, the Edom does not have to follow the Rosh Bezdin, but rather just go to the Mokam Avad. So this is 6 in our parak right now. The Chodah the Pirka Kamara, she says, that even though Midiraisa, the Edom have right to be Mechal Shabbos, to go to Bezin to say they saw the new moon all the months of the year, and Yechon was like a Meir Takona, they should only be Mechal Shabbos only in 2 months, only on Elul on Tishrei. See, so far we have 6 Takonas. Now the Iduch, what are the next 2? The Iduch, another one was the Tani. Ger Shenev Gaya Bezman Azir. If a Goy becomes a Jew Bezman Azir, he should know Tzorech Sheyafrish Reiv Lekinoi. He has to set aside a roiva, a quarter of a shekel, to buy his korban ola that he'll have to bring when we have the Beis Hamikdash. Like Rashi brings down that when they, just like for the others, when they were mizgayir, the Moshe Rabbeinu made them make a tefillah and made them have milah and brought the korban. Who are then when a ger is mizgayir also, he has to have milah, tefillah, that we do bizman is there, and also Mitzvah Shem, when the Beis Hamikdash, he has to bring the korban. So in order to make sure he doesn't have the money, he should set aside right now money for the korban. Amr Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says no. That kvar nimnu ole Rabbi Yechonen ubitlo. Rabbi Yechonen went against the takon and said no, nothing doing. A ger now should not set aside money. Mifnei hatakola, because we're afraid if he sets aside money now that's hegdish, maybe throughout the years he'll come to have enjoyment from the money. And since the money is hegdish, it's also to have enjoyment from the money. So in order not to be over nisa milam, the takona is not to make the money hegdish now. So this is the 8th takona. Viduch, what's the last, what's the 9th takon of Viduch and Mitzakai? Look to the Rav Papa of Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. It's a machlokes between Rav Papa and Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. Rav Papa says like this. The halacha is, the Mishnah says, Kerem Revai. What's the halacha about Kerem, not the Mishnah, but the halacha Kerem Revai. That means the 4th year when you have your grapes growing, in other words, the first 3 years that the grapes grow, it's orla, it's also teated. The 4th year, the halacha is called Kerem Revai, that there's a mitzvah to take the Paris needed in Yerushalayim. However, if you live outside Yerushalayim, midiraisa, you're allowed to be paid there the money, that the fruits onto money. In other words, take money and say the kedusha should go off the fruits onto the money. So the fruit you're allowed to eat wherever you are, and the money you have to bring up to Yerushalayim to buy fruits there. So that's what the prophet says. The prophet says his takano had to do with Kerem Revai. We'll soon see. We have Nachman Rav Yitzchak Amar, Loshen Shel Zoharis. It's about the wool, the red wool, a piece of wool that they use on Yom Kippur with the soil azoza. We'll soon see. Now, Rav Papa Amar Kerem Revai. Rav Papa says, this takana was Magei Taloch of Kerem Revai. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah like this. Kerem Revai, hoya oyla li rishlayim mahalach yoyim lachol tzad. That is a din de rabbonin, that even though midiraisa, if you're outside Yerushalayim, you're allowed to be paid to your Kerem Revai and eat it outside Yerushalayim. The rabbonin made a takana that if you only live 1 day's journey outside Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to be paid the grapes, but rather you have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. The chol tzad, any tzad of Yerushalayim. The zui tchuma, this is the boundary of 1 day's journey. Eilas min ha-tzvas, v'akrof min ha-dorim, lud min ha-mariv, v'yadim min ha-mizrach. Now, v'yom ha-ula, v'teim ha-rabba bar-ula, om rabbi yichanan, matam, what's the reason of this din de-rabbonin, that the fruits outside Yerushalayim, 1 day's journey, has to be brought up to Yerushalayim, and you're not allowed to be paid to them? The reason is, k'dei la'ateh shuki Yerushalayim b'peiris. We want that Bezman, that Beis Midish was Kayim. We want Yerushalayim to look nice. And there should be a lot of fruits on the Shuki, on the streets of Yerushalayim, on the marketplaces. So we want all the fruits, that's 1 day's journey outside Yerushalayim, that's Kerem Revai, to be brought to Yerushalayim, but Davka, not to be paid to it. Now, the Tanya learned like this. The Maisa was, Kerem Revai, Hoyolel Rebbe Lezer, B'Mizrach, Lud B'Tzad Kfar Tovi. That Rebbe Lezer had his Kerem Revai, which was 1 day's journey outside Yerushalayim, in the 1 day's journey outside Yerushalayim. So the locker is now, he has to bring it up to Yerushalayim. and it was very hard for him to go to Yerushalayim. So therefore, Bikesh Reb Lezer l'hafkiru l'aniyim. He wanted to be mafkir his grapes to the aniyim. In other words, you're not allowed to be poydir it now outside Yerushalayim this one day's journey. So the fruits itself have to be taken to Yerushalayim. And it was very hard for him to bring it there. So he wanted to be mafkir, make his parents hefker, that the aniyim should take it, and the aniyim will bring it up to Yerushalayim. That's what Reb Lezer wanted to do, like it says in the Mishnah. Is Omer Loi Tamidov, Reb Lezer Tamidim said to him, Rebbe, Kva Nimnu Chavrecholov, Yishno Yechave, your friend, made a gzera, V'tiru, and he was matter this Dindir Abonin. Man Chavrech, and who is Yechav, who is your friend? Reb Yechon HaMetzakei. This was a takon Reb Yechon HaMetzakei made, that after the Churban Abayis, now since Yerushalayim doesn't look nice anyway, there's no Indian now to bring the Paris up to Yerushalayim. So he was Mavato, that's in the Rabbanon, Reb Yochanan Metzake, and said, now, Bezman is there, after the Churban Abayis, you're allowed to keep your fruits and eat them outside Yerushalayim, and you just have to be paid to them. So this Takona is Reb Yochanan Metzake's Takona. That's what Reb Papa learns, that was the ninth Takona from Reb Yochanan Metzake. Reb Nachman, Reb Yitzchok Gama know, the Takona had to do with Lashon Shel Zoris, with the red and wool that was used on Yom Kippur. The Tanya would look like this. At the beginning, on Yom Kippur, they used to tie the string of red wool on the door of the ulam, outside. Now, when the person took the lazozo outside to the midran, then we say, Hilbin, if a Kodesh Baruch was Mechel Klal Yisrael, the red wool turned white. It's all Yosemech, and everybody was very happy. Loi Hilbin, let's say the red wool did not turn white. Hoyu Atzovim, everybody was sad. And the Rabbanim didn't like it that people were said on Yom Kippur. Therefore, Yiskinu the Meir Takon at that time, she Yukayshrin Oysa Yapet Ulam Yivifnim. It should not be hanging outside on the door, but rather inside on the door, so the people can't see it. So Gemara says, no, Vadayin Hoya Metzitzin Veroyin. People still used to peek inside and see. Hilbin, if the red wool turned white, Hoya Smich, and everybody was happy. Loi Hilbin, if it did not turn white, Hoya Watzovim, everybody was sad. So the Rabbanim didn't like the people who said on Yom Kippur. He says, "Kinu shiyokayshu noisay chetir b'selam v'chetir ben kanov shelsay hamashalich." The last takana Reb Yochanan Metzake made was that the person that's taken the lazozo out to the midbar, he should take this red wool with him, and right before he pushes off the lazozo, he ties half of the wool onto the horn of the soy lazozo, and half of it he ties onto a selo, onto the stone. And when he throws it off, then only that person is the only one to know if it turned white or not. So this was what the Takana of Yechon HaMetzake made. So it's a machlokes Reb Papa and Reb Nachman what the Takana was. So now the Gemara explains why one does not hold like the other one. Masa Reb Nachman Reb Yitzchok. My time aloyama k Reb Papa. Why don't you agree that that was the Takana of Yechon HaMetzake by Allah of Kerem Ravai? Omoloch, so Reb Nachman says like this. Yisak Adaitach. Reb Yechon ben Zakkai, if you want to say the one that was matir, that was man is there after the Churban Abayis, you're allowed to eat the Paris Ravai outside Yerushalayim, the one day's journey. What Reb Yechon ben Zakkai is chaver of Reb Lezer Mihevei? Was Reb Yechon ben Zakkai his chaver, his friend? Rabbi Hevei. Reb Yechon ben Zakkai was Reb Lezer's Rebbe. Sakkai, the Talmud said that your chaver was matirit. If it meant Reb Yechon ben Zakkai, he should have said your Rebbe was matirit. Vidok, you know what Reb Papa holds? Kivan the Talmud in Hevei. Since we're talking about Reb Lezer's Talmud that's talking to his Rebbe, Lavur Cha'aryo L'Neim Rulei L'Rabbe Rabbach. It's not so nice that the Talmud should say to his Rebbe, Reb Lezer, you should know your Rebbe said like that. So when the Talmud talks to his own Rebbe, he says to his own Rebbe like your Chaver. So really was Reb Yechon HaMetzake. And really Reb Yechon HaMetzake was Reb Lezer's Rebbe. But the Talmud of Reb Lezer didn't want to say the Rebbe to Reb Lezer, so therefore just called him a Chaver. But really, it was Reb Yechon HaMetzake is the one that was not the Karen Levi, the Zman Hazem. I mean, after the Churban Abayis, you're allowed to eat it, allowed to be paid to it outside Yerushalayim, even though it's only one day's journey outside. Now, Reb Papa, my family, I'm a Reb Nachman, Reb Yitzchok. Why doesn't Reb Papa say that it had to do with the Lashon Shel Zoris? Or Malach, Reb Papa says like this. Reb Yechon HaMetzake, if you want to say Reb Yechon HaMetzake, the Medes Le'ath Takona, that the red wool should be brought all the way to the midbar onto the lazozel for the Gemara. B'nei Reb Yechon HaMetzake mihev Lashon Shel Zoris, was there a question of the red wool turning white during the years when Reb Yechon HaMetzake was old enough to make the takonis? For your Tanya, we learned like this: Kol Shenoiso Shel Reb Yechon HaMetzake Meyav Yeshem Shana. The whole life of Reb Yechon HaMetzake, he lived 120 years. Now Mem Shana Oset Nefarmaktia. The first 40 years he did business. He was a businessman. At that time he didn't pass in shilas yet. He didn't make takonis. Mem shana loma. Then from 40 to 80 he learned. Also at that time he did not pass in shilas and make takonis. Mem shana limut. For his last 40 years, from 80 to 120, that's when he passed in and made takonis for the rabbi. Now, but tiny we learned like this. Mem shana kodim shnechav habayis loyhoye loshen shel zuris malvin. The last 40 years before the Churban Abayis, the chlal, the red wool, never turned white. Elamadim, it always stayed red. Utsnan, we learned like this, that Mishachor of Abayis, Hiskin of Yechon HaMetzakai, that after the Churban Abayis, that's when the Yechon HaMetzakai made a sakonis. So you see, Rabbi Yechon HaMetzakai lived till after the Beis Hamikdash. So it comes out that the last 40 years, which was the last 40 years of the Beis Hamikdash, which was when Yechon HaMetzakai was able to make sakonis, there wasn't a red wool anywhere that turned white. So those years of Yechon HaMetzakai wouldn't have made the Takona anyway. So the kids, so the ones that made the Takona had to be before the last 40 years of the Beis HaMikdash, which would have been when Rabbi Yechon HaMetzakai, before he was 80 years old, before he was making Takonas. So at that time it would not be Rabbi Yechon HaMetzakai to make the Takona. So the Kasha on Rav Nachman, Midrash Rav Nachman answers like this, Oysam Abom Shon Deloma, true, the middle 40 years, from 40 to 80, when he used to learn, is Talmud Yosef Nei Rabbi Hevi. He was talking at Talmud, he was sitting and learning Torah. At that time, he didn't paskin yet. He didn't really make exeris at that time. But the Maisa was like this. The Oma Milsa V'Yastar B'Taimei. Rabbi Yechon HaMetzakai at that time said something that it made a lot of sense. The Kova Rabbi B'Shmei. And Rabbi Yechon HaMetzakai's Rebbe at that time, he was the one that made the Takona. But it made the Takona in the name of Rabbi Yechon HaMetzakai. So it's okay to say that this last Takona, in other words, before 40 years before the Churban HaBayis, let's say 45 years before the Beis HaMikdash was Chorav. At that time, the red wool was still turning white. So Rabbi Yechon HaMetzakai told his Rebbe at that time, it's a good takana to make it now, not to let them put it in the Beis HaMikdash, but rather let them take the wool out in the Midbar. And the Rebbe liked his eitz and listened to him. So really, like Rashi says, the Kvod HaShemei, Limnei Simshat Takonis, Loch Yitonit Teisha Takonis. Since the Rebbe did it because of Rabbi Yechon